Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about there real quick, like some news of what's taking place in the world. Remember, we try to let you know updates what's taking place in Israel because we stand for God and country in that order, and we also stand for Israel because God said to. You know?
That's right.
And ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And pay close attention to what's going on. You can catch up the previous spots that we did on Israel, but just right now in Israel, the Jerusalem Post is reporting the Hamas and the Fatah has joined and unified as a government, supposedly right before these peace talks are going on. Remember, Hamas, as we teach you, and I don't have the. Do you have the reference there on there? You can find out in the VFN Torch.
We'll have it there.
Listen. Yeah, because Hamas reportedly or allegedly is the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
Now, remember, we empowered the Muslim Brotherhood, and we, our own folks said, you know, before Congress, before your representatives, that this is a peaceful group. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's not. Egypt was very upset at us for even doing that, and they end up removing President Morsi and replacing him and writing a new constitution. Well, look at the West Bank there, which are the Gaza Strip, which is really Israel, and you have this Muslim Brotherhood, allegedly militant arm, you know, there coming together with Fatah. And it's like, not good. Mm-hmm. Not good in the context of what's going on. What's
they that? Weren't even getting along. I mean, they had a faction against each other. Now they've united against Israel, of course.
Well, they're frenemies because they're friends with darkness. And you can actually see more about these details. It's from the Jerusalem Post. We'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch. But think about that. Israel is surrounded. The four blood moons have begun. We've seen massacre of two Jewish citizens in America. We've seen Ukraine starting to register. You have to register the National Office of Nationalities, whatever it's called, Administration Office in Ukraine, which we sent, by the way, just be very, very, so everything's okay now because we sent 600 guys over there. Mm-hmm. We sent 600 guys.
Oh, gosh.
This is a report. We sent 600 soldiers
really?
Over there. It's like, you always wondered what it looked like in biblical transitions, what took place when the world shifted. But remember this, and I said this, borders change in wars. Mm. Borders change in wars. So if you want to change borders, you can try to do it the right way and talk about it. And most people don't want to give up territory, but during wars, they take it. And so we just want to pray, dear God, you know, protect Israel, protect America, help us, God, and turn back to Him. That's why we want to be able to give a light perspective. Understand this, that God specifically showed me that through Secretary of State John Kerry's leading, under the President of the United States, mind you, he's not a wild guy out there on his own, that Jews and Christians will be put on the bottom floor of society based on his leadership. Remember that?
Yeah.
You can actually, to the T. And it was amazing. So you can go back and listen to that. And it's happening before our very eyes. But you know what we can do? We can pray. We can say, God, no, please, you know, don't, you know, prevent this. We stand in the gap. God looks for someone to stand in the gap. He looks for somebody to care, really. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about standing in the gap, but really somebody who cares. And if you really talk to folks, their greatest subject, and if you're in sales, you know this, their greatest subject and the thing they love to hear the most, the subject is them, and the thing they love to hear the most is their name.
Right.
Which means that's kind of self-focused. So God's going, does anybody care about anybody? If you care about them, I'll care about them. Despite all these things going on, if you intercede, if you stand in the gap, if you show forth my heart towards these folks. I mean, you think about David. You know, David, a man after God's own heart, lots of issues like the rest of us in the context of that, but he was a man after God's own heart, that he had this tension between, you know, I love my son, I'm aware of what's going on, and I want things to work out. It was Joab that got his little, you know, self in the midst of that, and he paid later at the horns of the altar. But that tension between, you know, God's heart, he wants somebody to stand in the gap to be able to be there. And this is the God that we serve. The God that we serve is loving and kind and merciful, and he's looking for an opportunity to forgive us and to restore us. But it begins with us acknowledging him, acknowledging our sin, and asking for forgiveness, putting him as the Lord of our life, and then repentance. And that's what he's looking for. And he goes, forgiven. Mm. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Forgiven. I'll never forget when I first became a Christian, And I applied for a Christian Bible school because I wanted to know more about God. Mm-hmm. And they said I wasn't saved long enough, so I had to go to a secular college. True. And but the college didn't make it anyway. And so mm-hmm. So I remember in the classroom, there was this Christian that was wearing a pen. And he said that on this big pen, it said, "Christians are not perfect, they're forgiven." Mm. Ooh. That was so important as a new Christian. Yes. Definitely. That was so important. Speaking of that, I just want to welcome Justin to the family of believers. I was so excited, man, for you to come into the family of God yesterday and to be a part of that. And we'll just stay connected, man. We're going to just continue to shine the light around the United States and just love leading folks, you know, to the Lord. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.